from the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Clift and Robin. You can join Clift and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Clift and Robin.
Along with Clift, and if you have tuned in to today's program, even though I thought I updated the description, it is the night before election, and all through the House, not a candidate was stirring.
I wish. They're all stirring, I'll tell you. Full production.
Full production. Yeah, it's been interesting, and it's been an interesting couple months as far as the election goes, and we're going to touch a little bit on that on today's program,
all the lies. You were right on the line there.
Exactly. But I was lying.
Okay.
But if I'm telling you that I'm lying and I'm telling the truth, but I'm really lying, am I really telling the truth?
We'll not go into that. That's a who's on first thing.
Exactly. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that, and so it's lame enough not to put the description on there, but if you want to call in and let us know which way you side. We're talking about the candidacy, of course. And Portland's got, we're going to talk a little bit about Hurricane Sandy, rumors about that. Portland, Oregon is talking about doing a $35 arts tax, income tax. And one of the things that has got my claw a little bit is the international election monitors. What we've done in third world nations is coming to the United States, and Texas is not too happy about that.
Well, I don't blame Texas. I think they should be allowed to keep them out if they want to.
Texas says they're going to arrest them, but we'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, what I want to do is invite everybody to give us a call. Call us right now. Call us. 646-721-9887. You can send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. You can join us online right now in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/KRBN. And if you want to know what's going on, and especially because we've got some new and exciting stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks, follow us on Facebook and check out our webpage at krbnradio.com. Did I miss anything?
That's right. That's interesting. I've got to update that webpage because the whole campaign thing and the whole election thing is going to be over. I can't leave it up there.
That's right.
I have to work. Oh, God.
Yes. Then we have to figure out something else to complain about.
Yeah, I've got to figure out what I want to put on there.
But like I've always said, the Oregon legislature, which actually has been kind of quiet lately, but they're usually good for a laugh. In fact, when they're quiet, it's scary. It's like, okay, what dirty tricks are you up to?
Well, interesting. They're about ready to vote to let Oregon people have marijuana. That's neat. Or different.
Yeah.
What gets to me, everybody wants to have marijuana. Everybody says, well, it's medicinal. It does this, it does that. Well, there are other things that do this and do that, too, and they don't have to be marijuana. That's just absurd. It's just an excuse to get to buy marijuana. Why not just legitimize the marijuana and have it over with? I guess that's what we're going to do, though, in Washington.
Yeah. So I look at it this way. Don't take anything that you wouldn't give your dog.
Well, I don't think I'd go along with that. Because dogs react differently to different things than we do.
Yeah, but would you get your dog drunk? Would you give your dog marijuana?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how dogs react to that. I mean, there's no reason why I want to. Would dogs want to be drunk? I know they do want it. They drink alcohol.
Yeah, well, right? And I know they don't want to be dinner. But that's a whole different story. But, hey, you know what? Speaking of dogs, that's a really good lead-in for sir. You taught me well, Cliff.
Okay.
Dancing Dog Cookies is our sponsor, and you can, they're homemade by Tom and Kathy in Eugene, Oregon, available at local stores in Lane County and online at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with Dancing Dog Cookies, because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
Your dog will love them, and Cliff loves them too, so check them out, www.dancingdogcookies.com.
I want to know how many days a week they spend cooking cookies. I mean, do they spend lots of times do this once a week? Are these cookies fresh? I mean, there's a lot of things you need to know about Dancing Dog Cookies. I don't know if they tell us that anywhere.
No, they're fresh.
They are?
Yes.
Well, how old is fresh?
I don't know.
See, now, fresh is measured in two different worlds. Fresh bread in Germany, you don't sell fresh bread in Germany. It has to be day-old bread, where in the United States, if it's not fresh, it's no good. And it's really weird because it doesn't taste any different, I don't think. Unless you take it right fresh out of the oven, that tastes different than anything. That's good.
Okay.
All right,
so while Cliff is putting down our currently only sponsor...
Well, I'm looking out for these dogs. These dogs have a right to have fresh food and not, you know, this business of opening things out of a tin can and putting it on there or taking things out of a bag that have been in this bag for 400 weeks before they get to us and get to the poor dog. I mean, that's ridiculous. Let's start feeding our dog. Well, you got to just be careful because if you feed them scraps from the table, maybe you're going to be feeding them things that isn't good for them. So, you know, oh well. The cookies are a treat, and so they can be fed to them. That's no problem.
How's that shoe tasting?
I don't know what's going on in my mouth.
Welcome to live broadcast, folks. 646-721-9887 if you want to join us on this or anything else that's on your mind, including cookies.
I love cookies.
Anyway, the election coming up. Tomorrow is a big day.
It's a big day, let me tell you. I'm going to be so happy. Well, it'll be a couple of days before it's over because we're hearing results for 2 days. But I'm going to be so happy to get rid of these people. I mean, I have nothing against these people and nothing against their bullshit for the last 6 or 8, 9 or 10 months. Do you realize that Romney has been running for president for 6 years?
Really?
Yeah. He's two, and maybe even longer than that. But, I mean, constantly for 6 years he's been running for president. I'm so tired of hearing about him, not any more tired than I am hearing about Obama, because Obama, at least with Obama, we had different things to hear about. We could hear about all of his lies. Every time he gave one of these State of the Union speeches or whatever, we heard tremendous amounts of lies. I mean, it was obvious that he was lying in most instances. Now I've heard Romney tell some pretty tall ones. I don't know if they were completely and totally lies, but they're pretty close to stretching into lies. The only thing I think is that I have heard less of the actual real live lies out of him than I had about Obama, so I will vote for him.
Oh, I see. So you're using the Lyle-meter to determine who your candidate's going to be.
Well, that's about it, because the one who tells the least amount of lies, most of them are telling total lies, and I don't want anything to do with them. The only person that I heard on there that I thought was legitimate about everything was Mitch. What's his name? I can't think of his name now. But he pretty much had an answer. But he thought about things. You could tell he had his answers pretty well thought out. Either that, or well, I don't know about what. But he was just much more legitimate as far as I was concerned. But he didn't continue on, so whatever.
Oh, you mean like Herman Cain?
Yeah, not him, though. The what's the other guy?
No, you had Santorum.
Not him. All the guys. You can name off all the guys, and the one that's left will be him, probably. Anyway. I can't think of his name for life of me. I should have all these things written down in front of me, but I don't. Well, even if I did have them written down in front of me, I can't see them, so it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, that's... And I'm fighting pop-ups on this end here, but apparently I won free tickets to a casino.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. Free tickets to a casino? Why would you need tickets to a casino? I've never been to a casino that took tickets or required tickets.
Well, see, that way that you can go ahead and do the ticket thing or go in there and at least have some fun when you throw your money away.
What?
In theory. Well, versus paying taxes.
What?
Never
mind. You've lost entirely now. I'm help.
Okay, how about this? 646-721-9887. Yeah, it's, like I was saying earlier, it's going to be very interesting. We're up to the final hour, literally. Obama's losing his voice, and because he's trying to keep the excitement. Like, I'm going to do the same for you as I did the last 4 years. In fact, he's talking about that. I wish I had the audio for this, but... If you think the last 4 years are interesting, you should see what I got planned for the next four. It's like, yeah, I'm already scared.
Does he have anything planned for the next four? He hasn't planned the first four.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. The only difference would be is that this is second and final term. He can do anything he wants to, and because they know that they can't, we can't get rid of him.
Well, I would like to see him, if he gets elected, I'd like to see us try to oust his butt, because he has got so many weird things up his sleeve. He's going to destroy our economy entirely, and if our economy goes down, the entire Europe goes down. Do you realize, I didn't realize this, that Europe is so small, the storm that we've had going on right now is covering an area the size of Europe. Now, it's a quarter of the size of the United States, but the entire size of Europe. I didn't realize Europe was so small.
Well, of course, you know, the storm, excuse me, the storm is artificial and controlled by in Alaska, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I wish they'd turn it off, goddammit. That's ridiculous. If there's somebody controlling this, and then they've created that much havoc and just total torture as they have. I mean, I hope they're making something out of it some way.
Well, if they can control the weather, I'd like them to come over to Oregon and shut the rain off.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to do that entirely, but I'd like to at least let's work it this way. Rain's only at night. Only at night. We can have a sunshine during the day and rain at night, and that'll be fine.
Okay, I'll go along with that. Rain at night. Wait a minute, I work at night.
Yeah, rain at night. Well, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to change your ways.
Oh, well. Well, hopefully I will be doing that anyway, and that kind of gets up to, which I'm inviting people to stay tuned, because in a couple of weeks we are going to have some changes and hopefully some for the good. But if you want to find out what they are, you're just going to have to keep checking us out to find out.
Yeah, because we don't know either. We know the basics, perhaps, of them, but we don't know what's going to happen entirely. Of course, that's been the story of our lives as far as this show is concerned. We know what's going to happen just after it happens.
Okay, I'm not going there. But so anyway, now getting back to the elections is that, let us know, either by, if you're listening to the program on the archives, send us an email or go on Twitter and let us know who your pick was and why, or just let us know who it was.
That would be interesting to know. Call us and tell us, or email us or whatever, however you want to get a hold of us, and let us know who you voted for or are going to vote for, and just a short version of why. Why would you vote for that person? Because there's some people who really think that Obama, I've got a friend who has been a friend for years, and we've been basically on the same side of just about everything, except that I called him the other day and discovered that we weren't on the same side for this one. I'm voting one way, he's voting for the other, and he says, "You got to be kidding." And we didn't spend enough time on the phone to work it out, but no, we're not kidding.
So he didn't say why? He's an Obama supporter?
No, he didn't really get into it much at all. Like I say, we only had a couple hours on the phone, so we were talking about other things originally, and this was just the end of the conversation, so we cut off, because we could have sat there and talked about that for days, and telephone calls for him cost money. For me, they don't necessarily, but hey, did you know that you, for $3 a month, you can call anywhere in the United States and Skype for as long as you want to?
That's right, including 646-721-9887.
I think that's great myself.
I do too. Also, according to the Springfield Thurston 7-Eleven coffee cup poll, unfortunately, Obama is in the lead.
Really?
Yes.
Now, see, I was just watching television this morning, and Fox Television has one guy on Fox, was it Rove? One of the people on Fox guaranteed that Romney was going to be win by a landslide, just an absolute landslide. No problems involved at all. He's going to just walk away with like 35 points or something like that he was talking about. So it's all over. But the actual poll that Fox took, the actual latest poll, which was, I think it was like this morning or something like that, or like last night. Anyway, it was neck and neck, 49-49. I mean, it really was. There was no ifs and buts about it. So I think it's just entirely up in the air by myself. I mean, I can't see anybody deciding one way or the other. There's people who call it for one side or the other, but for every person that's calling it on one side, it's another person calling it on the other side. So it'll be interesting. I'm really looking forward to watching. I'm going to wait until like 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to turn on the television and watch, because all it's going to be is a bunch of speculation up until that time. There might be some real figures and real numbers after that time, but it's going to be mostly just plain speculation, as it has been for the last 3 or 4 days. People just speculating this and speculating that, and that gets rather tiresome. I've been watching old movies instead.
Well, what I speculate is, and what's really sad is that people don't disagree with this, is that, yeah, I think Romney would win by a landslide if it turns out to be an honest election. And it's amazing that how even both sides are have been accusing each other of rigging the ballot boxes and changing the electronics, et cetera. And maybe that's one of the reasons why happening over in Texas, as some of you probably have already heard, because this news came out a couple of weeks ago, that Texas is threatening to arrest international monitors that's sent to watch the U.S. elections. The state attorney general, Greg Abbott, has sent a letter to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe threatening to arrest any of the election auditors that have been dispatched to America to ensure that voters, get this, won't be disenfranchised, discriminated against, or intimidated when they take to the polls. Because, one thing about this administration is everything they do, if you disagree with it, is racist.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Well, I'm all for Texas. I'm all for this because, you know, I know that we do things like this at times, but and we shouldn't be allowed to do them either. But the point is, this is our election, and this is, we don't need anybody helping us or telling us what to do and what not to do. And you're mentioning the fact that, you know, you got people that are playing with the polls, playing with the way they're doing things, cheating one this way or one that way. We've got enough people cheating for one side and enough people cheating for this side. It's still going to average out. So it's not going to make any difference. They're going to have just as many people cheating for one thing as they are against another thing. So I don't think it's going to make much difference. If people want to cheat, they can cheat until they get caught, and then they should get put in jail.
Yeah, I got two words. Hanging Chad.
Well, I don't know that it's quite the same, but similar. The only thing is the Hanging Chad did was delay the election by a long ways. The cheating thing is not going to shouldn't delay the election, should just change the election. But like I say, we've got as many cheating for one side as we have on the other side, so I don't think it makes any difference.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. Romney may win by the popular vote, but the election is going to be lost by the electoral vote.
You keep saying that, and for some reason or other, and I think if you look again, the electoral vote has sort of made a change. I don't think Romney. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen this time. Romney's very close. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, we'll find out. Like I say, we're within 24 hours. And, I mean, this is it. We're up against the fire.
Yeah.
The country is going to change, or it's not. And like Cliff says, it looks like, you know, red and blue. It looks like there's more red now than blue. But, you know, one thing I'm very disappointed of is that, although it doesn't surprise me, because we're in Oregon, and Oregon put Obama in last time, and although the numbers, the swing is, I don't have the figures in front of me, but the swing is closing more for Romney than it did before, but I think we're still going to remain a blue state.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely remain a blue state. I don't think it's going to make any difference. However, this whole business about Romney, or Obama, I think things are going to change even if we put Obama in, because things are not as rosy as he says they are. He's picking on the numbers that help him. The fact is, the unemployment rate this month went up. It didn't go down. Regardless of how many people went to work this month, this is November, for God's sakes. We're doing temp hires and lots of hires that we wouldn't be doing otherwise. So that really is not an accurate idea. And so the percentage number is the one that's going to count. And it went up 7.9 instead of 7.8. And he keeps quoting this $5 million jobs that he made or whatever it was. Well, he made 5 million jobs. That didn't make up for the 7 million or 8 million that we've lost. And so we're still behind, ready or not. So he hasn't accomplished much of anything. The jobs that he's made up, he didn't make them up anyway. That's, you know, I'll go along with this business. The president doesn't make jobs. He just doesn't make jobs. He has to do things around him with regulations and such things to make it favorable for companies and businesses to make jobs. And he's not done that. He's not eliminated any of these regulations and rules and stuff that's going to cost people time. His tax fund, tax business, his tax proposals, I don't know if he's ever actually put in a budget that has actually gone to the to whoever it's supposed to go to. I think he's just read from a speech and named off a bunch of things, and he likes to hear people applaud, and that's his big thing. He wants to be a rock star, And he says whatever it takes to get those resounding crescendos of applause coming at him, and those are what he really likes. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean that he's accomplished anything. So it'll be interesting to see what's happened. See if, you know, the thing I keep hearing all the time from the stations that I watch Fox and I watch CNN and I watch Northwest News Channel. I watch that a lot because it comes from up and around here in the Northwest, and it's places that I know and recognize when I see them on the television. But the other news networks as well. One of the things that they say is Americans are not stupid. Americans have a mind of their own. Americans can figure things out for themselves, and you might be surprised what we'll figure out. And I'm looking forward to finding out what it is.
You know, Obama reminds me of that famous quote from Sally Field in the Emmy Awards. You like me. You like me right now.
Mm-hmm. But only right now.
Yeah,
that's
right now. But you're right. Like I said many times in this program, it needs to be a wake-up call. The president and his family has been living like kings and queens up there. You know, vacations. I heard I don't have time to look at the source of it, but they're talking about how much they spend when ambassadors, like representatives, like the president from Mexico came to the U.S. you know, for dinner. Typically, a dinner would cost $200,000-$300,000, and now their dinners are upwards into the millions. It's ridiculous. It's like, what? Why do we have to impress you for a dinner? Here we're going to McDonald's. We'll have takeout. You know, pizza. I tell you what, pizza solves everything.
That would be funny. I wonder what it would be interesting to see what would go through the mind of some special envoy from some country that he came to the United States and we fed him pizza. I mean,
that's right, Ambassador. Would you like extra cheese on that?
Well, you know, it might be good if you allow them to order their own. Each allow them to order their own because it'd be what they want. That's for sure. I bet you. Well, no, I'll take that back. I was going to say I bet you most foreign dignitaries would like to have pizza, but what we think of as pizza is not necessarily really what other countries, people from other countries would think of as pizza. Because I know I went to Italy and had pizza and didn't like it. So it's not quite the same.
I'm thinking Chicago-style deep dish.
Well, that's good. It's fine. Except that I wouldn't have it from Chicago. I've decided that Chicago is the root of all evil. So consequently, I wouldn't. New York style would be the style of pizza I would have. New York, still deep dish or whatever. But I wouldn't have it from Chicago.
Well, whatever. New York makes good pizza, too.
It's one of our biggest problems in the world. We have had such a fixation on what happens in Chicago. Do you realize that all of the bad things that have happened in our country have happened in Chicago?
All the bad things?
Almost all of them. Where was Bugsy Lewis from and all of these people that are being, you know, searched after and trying to find him and all of the big things? Those are all Chicago.
Now, what you trying to say there, Muggsy?
I'm trying to say I'm tired of Chicago. I would be just as soon as Chicago, well, just closed up for the weekend or for the week or for a few years.
Yeah, but then what are you going to do with it?
Cheap
real estate?
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't want to export them, I mean, the people or the ideas, because just fine. That's just Chicago is fine. Just let it be by itself. Just all by itself. Just let it do its own thing. I'm just really fed up with Chicago. Think about it. Going back to all the big shows and television shows and everything, all based around Chicago.
Well, and before we get too many hate letters about Chicago, the views and opinions of this program is not.
Yeah, really. Well, so much for that. Anyway, yes. Okay.
Hey, what's that phone number again?
646-721-9887. 646-721-9887. That's the telephone number to call. Give us a call.
Nine. I like that.
Nine.
Nine. 646-721-9887. If you ever never called a talk show before, now's a good time to do it. It's I'll warn you, though, once you do it once, you want to do it again.
Yeah, I'd really like to talk to you. I'd like to know what you thought. You don't have to tell us who you're voting for, but tell us who your thoughts are, what your thoughts are, and the thing is, if you tell us your thoughts, you probably end up telling us who you vote for. It doesn't make any difference because it's so close. You're not changing anybody's mind.
No,
I don't.
Yeah.
We're changing anybody's mind. So.
No, right now we're just entertaining people and telling our opinion. But I want to get back to the election thing, and we'll switch gears here again like we haven't already. About the deal about the international monitors, I mean, I am glad, you know, Texas stands up for itself, which is great, and they don't put up with a lot of stuff, which is also good, too, unlike the other wimpy states in the union. But the thing is that people should be outraged that we're having, you know, other countries to come over here and to make sure that we're not blocking anybody from voting. I mean, just the thing about the presenting voter ID, you know, that's going to keep people from voting. The one example that they gave was this teenager. Oh, I can't get down to go register to vote. Well, really, I bet you if it was the time to go down to get your driver's license, you'd have no problem getting down there. In fact, when they sent her in to testify, well, she had to get on a plane to get up there. Well, you don't go on a plane nowadays without identification, so it's kind of funny. She had to show ID to go testify that she can't show ID to vote.
Well, the President of the United States had to show ID to vote.
Yeah.
So everybody else shouldn't. I disagree, and I don't really care myself. My only concern is how many people or how many votes that each person gets. But the thing is, it's all going to, you know, just like you say, the Texas voting, if there's all kinds of things going on in Texas and their votes are counted twice or counted once and a half or whatever it is, so what? It's being done the opposite way somewhere else. I mean, they're not going to find out anything if they can't monitor what's going on in Texas. And if they do, it's going to be too late. And not that we're going to listen to them when they tell us about it. So what difference does it make? I don't think it's going to make any difference at all. We've done this before. It's not like we haven't done the election thing before. It's not like we haven't tried it before. It's not like we haven't looked and checked and find out what people are doing right or wrong before. We've done it enough times now that we've got it down pretty well pat. And if there's something wrong with it, we'll find out later, and it doesn't make any difference. We can always take it back. We can always say, oh, sorry, President Obama, you said you won, but we found out that Joe Smith voted 7,618 times, and that's what made you win, and so consequently he's not going to get counted, and you lose. It can happen later on down the road. We can rescind the idea. We can take it back. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Well, and one thing I do anyways, I mean, according to Texas law, you can't be within 100 feet of the polling place. So what are they going to do even if they did find or think they found a violation? Because apparently there's supposed to be it says here the Australia-based organization has agreed to deploy 44 monitors to the United States to watch for any wrongdoing.
Okay. So they watch for wrongdoing. We're not going to pay any attention to them if they tell us there is wrongdoing. Once it's started, once it's going, once you've got the people doing their voting trip, in the first place, it's too late. We've had almost half of the country vote already with early voting in various different places. I mean, we could have voted already. I didn't. I'm waiting till the last minute, and I know some people are upset at me, but I am. And the thing is, we could have voted 2 weeks ago. Many states have allowed voting 2 weeks ago, and even more than that. It doesn't make any difference. It's too late. I mean, this is just simply too late. If they want to get an idea that somebody did something wrong and then tell us about it later on, you know, Joe Blow did something wrong. Okay, sorry. Well, tisk tisk, Joglo. That's about all we can do.
Well, and like I say, you know, what are they going to do when they find something wrong? In fact, the Attorney General got a response back from the OSCE voicing their concerns, and they weren't too happy with it as far as saying that it's at odds with the established good cooperation between the OSCE, the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights Observers, and state authorities across the United States, including Texas. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but why should we care?
We shouldn't. That's the thing. It's too late to care. I mean, if we want to find out something that was wrong and something was legitimately wrong, you know, and they can sit down, and if it was wrong enough to be noticeable, then perhaps we can do something about it. If not, then we can worry about it next time. And things can change. Everything changes. That's no problem. I really like the idea of voting by mail. I think that's the greatest idea in the world. And I wish the whole United States would do that. That would solve a lot of problems, I think.
Well, but think beyond this, though. I don't know how often they've had the observers actually come and watch an election, but like I said earlier, these last 4 years makes our country seem like we have a really huge racial problem. You know, I thought we've all grown beyond that, but this last 4 years has caused it to really raise its ugly head. And like, there's even people saying that if you vote for Romney, you're racist.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm these horrible whites. I don't consider anything racist at this point. We've already done it now. We've already voted to have a black president. Now we can put race behind us and just ignore it because we've already done it. It has now happened. Now all we have to do is have a woman president. We've had almost everything else, I think. I don't know if we've ever had a Mexican president. But if he's a Mexican-American, if he's an American citizen and can be president, then there's nothing wrong with that. And as far as anything they want to do, they can make a racial thing out of everything. I don't care what it is. And nobody makes a thing more racist than the black people or the Indians or, you know, the person that you're talking to that is of that race. Their problem is more than anybody else. I've talked to many, and specifically Indians that I've talked to, who feel they're being persecuted. Black people feel they're being persecuted. You know, why don't the Jews feel they're being persecuted? They don't say much of anything anymore. They've been that way. They've been persecuted legitimately long enough that it's too late. I mean, everybody feels they're being done something against them, and you realize, of course, that in 2050, we're not going to be the majority. The white people are not going to be the majority. Is that 2050 is the date that we're going to have more other people than we do white. So this whole business of worrying about it, we're so close as it is now that it's not a big thing. Everybody loses.
Well, that's the whole point is that there. I doubt that there's any purebreds.
Right.
We all are a combination of everything else, and. And it's just like, you know what? Get over it. People are people.
Yeah.
The only race that we're part of is the human race. And quit fighting amongst ourselves, and let's get this country back on track again, because we used to be the strongest country in the world, and now our credit rating is AA-, and we're considered unstable by Standard & Poor's, and it's not getting any better. We can help ourselves and really get this country back going again if we start helping ourselves. We do too much helping overseas, I'm sorry to say. I mean, there are some places that really do need it. But I'm one of those that when I found out that we borrowed huge amounts of money from China, I'm kind of going, what? We're giving away tons of money, and yet we have to borrow money? You know, it's that old saying about you got to, you know, give a man a fish. You know, you feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, you feed him for life, unless he doesn't like fish, but that's his problem. But the whole point is that we can better help others if we help ourselves first.
Well, I don't know how to answer that, because as far as I'm concerned, we are helping ourselves. As far as I'm concerned, as far as giving money away overseas, giving different countries, doing things like that, we don't want to cut it out entirely, stop it entirely, but we should only do it for special occasions. Like, it wouldn't be too bad a deal for, too hard to understand if we had European countries or other countries helping us with our dire straits of this huge, huge storm that we've had, and to help us. And I think other countries have helped us at this particular point. But it's just everybody's out for themselves, and I don't know. I'm going to stop.
You're going to stop?
I'm dying of coughing. Anyway, but we've got to work something out, and we've got to work it out together amongst ourselves. This business of how much we give away and how much we give to other countries and such things, that's going to change per president and per administration. The president isn't going to change everything all at once. We've got a whole administration we're going to be voting for right now. We've got congressmen and senators right now that we're going to be voting for, and they're going to have an opinion and an idea about what's happening in the world, too. The president isn't the one person to do everything all by themselves. At least they're not supposed to. We've got one now who seems to be finding ways to do it, and nobody seems to be stopping him. It's just what's upsetting me. The fact that he goes out and does things by presidential proclamation and says, this is the way it's going to be. He's turning it into a kingship. He's the monarchy. He is the man. And that's the thing that worries me. But I don't have to worry too much about it anyway, because he's only got 4 more years at the most. And whatever happens to him, granted, he may become a millionaire or a billionaire while he's in there, it's all going to end. But sooner or later, people in the United States, if he sticks around and he is reelected for 4 more years, we're going to be in such dire straits by the time he's out that people are going to sit up and think about things. And they're going to actually do things for a change. And then we're going to change whoever goes in here next. I have no idea who's in line for running for office for next. I mean, what is it? It's hard to say who's running for office. Nobody's in line for going. They've all quit. They've all gotten old. Unless maybe it's the younger Paul, not Ron Paul, but Rand Paul. I wouldn't mind seeing him in there. But 4 more years. If we put Romney in that position, he might fix it. He might not. If he doesn't, we're going to have to figure out who to vote for next. We're going to have to figure out who to vote for to put up for president next. And I don't know who it's going to be.
We're still connected, but we lost connection on one thing, so please excuse me.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN when...
Our menu has recently changed. Please listen carefully to the new prompts before...
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting now.
It's interesting how it starts echoing just when we go back into the show.
Well, that's because it opens up and the way we're connected here. But this is one of the things, folks, that will be changing hopefully in the next couple of weeks, is that we're going to have a better internet connection, for one, and hopefully less technical issues like this one, for example. What had happened is that there's a separate app that I can't go into too much details on by request of Blog Talk Radio. But it basically maintains the host channel. And because Cliff and I are calling it on the caller line, which we found that doing that gives us a better sound quality. And sometimes it just takes a little hiccup, and that's all it takes, and it disconnects itself.
Poor baby.
Yeah, but like I said, in the next couple, we got some changes that are coming that hopefully will take care of a lot of this issues and new and exciting stuff, including some program changes and other stuff. So I think we're not going to give out more details than that, other than you're just going to have to stay tuned and find out.
Like I say, we're not going to get them out until we find out what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
It's like trying to find out what's in Dancing Dog cookies, how often they make them.
Yeah, I want to know how fresh they are. They've got to be fresh. I mean, they say they're fresh. And the whole thing boils down to whether the dogs like them. And if the dogs like them, that's all that counts.
That's right.
I don't care if they're 10 years old or if they're half an hour old by the time the dogs get them. If the dogs like them, that's what counts.
I want to touch on one other thing, too, as pardon the technical interruption. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, as two people right there that need to go for early retirement. And hopefully we don't get anybody like them in there, like Nancy Pelosi, you know, we got to pass the bill to know what's in it. Well, you know, I hope you didn't buy your house that way. But Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, who's, I believe, from Nevada. Yeah, from Nevada, said that if Romney's elected, he won't support him. And this kind of gets back to what I was saying about, and in fact, I get kind of tired of the two-party system. I'll reach across the aisle. We'll all get together and we'll work together. I don't know where that started from, but, you know, guys, you're only separated by the aisle. You're there for one reason, and that is to take care of the needs of the country. You know, you guys are not foreign nations is what I'm trying to say, where we, you know, well, if you elect me, I'll reach across the aisle and be more Biden.
Well, that's the one reason I was interested in following Romney through to the end, because he has a reputation of being able to bring people to the aisle, bring people to the table, bring people. He has worked with many, many people. He's worked with people in his business. He's worked with people in Bain. He's worked with people in whatever he did with the sports thing. I mean, he's worked with people. He can work with people, and he's done it before, and I believe he can do it again. On the same token, with Mr. Obama, I sat down and watched when he first took office. I wanted to see what was going on. I watched some of these conferences he had where he got bunches of people together. He didn't, you know, when people came in with ideas, unless the idea matched his, he ignored it. He just flat friggin' ignored it. And he did this many, many times. And I watched this on television. People would come up and say, well, I think this and I think this. Well, he'd try to talk him into his own idea, because Obama has been accustomed to being a quick talker. He doesn't realize what he's come up against with people who can talk as good as he can. And consequently, he doesn't like it. And since he's the number one man, supposedly, he does try to figure out ways to work around that. And so that's what's gotten us into the trouble that we're in. But Romney, rather, I believe, can talk to people and can convince people of his ideas, and he would not be opposed to literally compromising. Mr. Obama does not compromise, simply does not compromise. If it doesn't go his way, it doesn't go, simple as that. And if it doesn't go his way, he'll work a different way around getting his way. And that's why we've got the problems. So, you know, if it happens, if we're stuck with four more years of Obama, it's going to destroy the economy. It's going to destroy a lot of different things because we're not moving up fast enough. We're not repairing things fast enough or getting things fixed fast enough to do the job. So consequently, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, that's true. But like I say, I just hope that people are upset enough to want to make changes. But I just have a feeling that, well, they're going to be more concerned about their Obama phone, and that's pretty much the way it's going to be.
I'll tell you right now, in 4 years from now, if they elect Obama, they're going to be upset enough to do almost anything.
I don't know. I think once the elections are over, they're just going to kind of go back to their little thing, unless, of course, it affects football.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. It's I'm really amazed, absolutely amazed, and just simply offended by the fact that when I look up things or news in Oregon, there is a place on the net where you can look up Oregon news specifically, and out of say 25 different news articles, 23 of them will be sports. Only two or three of them will be something else of interest at all.
Well, I wish that people would get involved with the country as they do with sports. I mean, like in the Eugene area, you know, you don't put down your ducks.
Well, that's true. And the thing is, well, you say in the Eugene area you don't put down your ducks, but if you go somewhere else, people will definitely put down your ducks. But the thing is, we've got to figure out a way to make politics a sport. That's all.
Well, I think we should do it like the X Factor.
The X Factor.
Yeah, you know, we get Simon on, and when candidates come up, they got to present themselves, and we'll judge them just like they do on the X Factor.
Well, if that actually meant anything, that would be great. That we could elect people by that. I don't know. I'd want it just to be a Simon. I'd want four, you know, two lovely ladies and the black guy and Simon doing it. But that would give us a good representation of how the world should work.
Now, don't be racist.
I wasn't.
But I still think it'd be kind of interesting after a candidate, you know, whichever one it is, and we'll be looking forward to Simon going, "You are such an utter twit."
He hasn't been nearly as bad in the X Factor as he was back in the other one. He hasn't been, he's more or less been legitimate. It's a different story. I don't know. I don't watch the X Factor much, so I haven't been able to care. We've got to make it a game. That's just all there is to it. We've got to make it a game. And in my opinion, the biggest thing we've got to do, and of course, I'll get back into what we should do to change the way we elect people and the way we do campaign financing and this and that and the other. Do you realize how much money we spent in campaign financing this year? I mean, we have spent enough money. If we'd spent that much money just on people, we could probably employ the entire unemployed population of the United States for 4 years just doing that. And we wouldn't have to elect anybody. Just give them the money.
Exactly. But, you know, you want to touch on something that you just mentioned, you know, thinking it's a game. I think in a way that's you hit the nail right on the head that, besides being self-serving, I think government thinks it's a game. Like one cover-up, well, I don't know if it's a cover-up officially yet, but the Syrian ambassador, where they knew that something was up, and they asked for assistance, and then when they were actually attacked, no assistance was rendered. In fact, support was told to stand down. And unfortunately, a couple of Navy SEALs went ahead and, on their own, against orders, went out to try to save the ambassador and some of the staff there, which apparently they were successful in saving some of the staff. And when one of the Navy SEALs, they called lighting it up with a laser where the sniper was, where the attack was coming from, he was expecting some type of air support because you light it up with a laser, you know, for the laser-guided bombs. And it never came, and it cost him his life.
Well, I have seen so many different versions of this story that I'm not sure exactly what I want to believe yet, and I'm not sure that anybody has actually got the legitimate experience yet. I do believe that the president and his staff did do a huge cover-up. How much of a cover-up and what they were covering up is another story entirely, and it'll all come out, I believe. The thing is, what I'm upset about is the fact that we're doing this all just before the election and trying to some people are trying to put up information just before the election to try to influence the election. And I think we're too late now. I think we're beyond influencing the election at this particular point. So consequently, we just need to let it go and work on it later. And because there is nothing that says we have to leave the president in. If we elect him and find out that he totally did something that was absolutely unredeemable, we can kick him out. We can put his ass out on the street, and we should do so.
Yeah, but the process is so, I don't want to say old, but so clumsy. It takes, by the time you start the motion for impeaching a president, for example, or impeaching anybody, it is so complicated that, and so much can happen during that time that it's not even worth doing. And they know that.
Well, then we need to change that or change whatever it is. There can be a way to do it. We are Americans. We can change the rules. We can work within the, and we actually work within the rules and actually do things the way they're supposed to be done. And it's amazing how much can be done within the rules. But it can be done. It simply can be done. And if we have to, you say you can't stop the president. You can put sanctions on the president and keep him from doing anything if you want to, and you can put whoever you want in charge.
Well, if you remember, I don't have it in front of me, but there was a congressman that introduced a bill that if the president went to war, I can't remember the country. That's part of the thing about getting old. That they would start impeachment proceedings against the president, and that seemed, the threat seemed to actually work. But again, in the 21st century, versus when the Constitution was first written, you can basically create a hell of a lot of damage with simply a touch of a button. Now, granted, there's a safety, like, for example, in launching missiles, it takes the two keys, et cetera, et cetera. But all it takes, really, and correct me if I'm wrong, an order from the president to say, launch it.
You're wrong. It takes a lot more than that. He has the final say-so, but if there's nothing leading up to that, there are people involved in the midstream, and he can't just, wipe out Russia or somebody just because he wants to. I don't believe that can happen. So, and the whole point is, I don't think we need to worry about that. I don't think we need to. We can find a way to eliminate anything that the sitting president can do if we need to enough. I mean, I'm afraid that Obama is liable to think he's in reproach at this particular point if he gets elected again, and he's liable to start doing things enough of a absurdity that we will find a way to stop him.
Well, I'd like to think that. I mean, Americans, when they came, we used to come together, and that's why it was really insulting, when I heard the lady screaming that, I'm going to vote for Obama because I got my free Obama phone.
Well, if you look again, you're going to find it changing. Governor Christie and Obama wandered around in New Jersey and made all kinds of speeches and appraised Obama for doing this and doing that, except nothing has been done. So far, nothing has been done. None of the promises that he made are being kept. Very few of the promises are being kept. And most of the things, I know he was talking to one lady about doing something, and he's going to find out that she's going to be upset because he hasn't followed through. And so he may have, I don't even think he has pulled the wool over Governor Christie's face or head. I mean, things are just now happening. They're not through that yet. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this thing. We've got a long ways to go on this storm information before we get anywhere and before anything happens. All right, now, I was kind of surprised at this idea of a marathon thing continue on because they were going to cover up the only entrance and egress and so on, the bridge, to that whole well as a city or just an area, and they wouldn't have been able to do anything for 24 or 40 hours or whatever it was. But now that we've stopped that, and now that we've called it that race to an end, the stuff that was used and utilized and the generators and such things are just sitting there. They're not being used, and they haven't been moved yet. And everybody's wondering why. I mean, things just can't stop and start instantly. And when you're sitting there and you don't have any heat, any gas or whatever, people are getting upset. And it's just amazing what's going to have to happen and how upset people are going to get before things change. So, you know, it's amazing what's... You got to follow through with your promises. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be, especially in the wake of a disaster anyway, it'd be stupid to have a bunch of people in one area.
A bunch of people in one area?
Yeah.
What people?
Well, like having a marathon or having a...
I don't disagree with the marathon. I disagree with where they had it. They could have changed the route to it or something like that, because having it where it wasn't going to bother anything and going ahead with it was going to actually benefit the disaster relief by millions of dollars, because this particular simple one single waste brings in millions of dollars. But they didn't. They stopped it because it was going to be taking up property, taking up an area that was going to cut off egress to the island. There was only that one bridge that was open that they could use going to and from the island, and they were going to close that down because of the race. Well, you couldn't do that. I mean, that shouldn't be done. So they stopped it and didn't do it. But the thing is, now that they didn't do it, they can get in and out of the island, off the island on that bridge. But now they haven't done anything with that. They've got the generators and the food and the water and things just sitting there. It's just sitting there and not being done anywhere. I'm sure it will go in there sooner or later, but it's not helping for the people who need it right now. I mean, there are huge generators sitting there. I was rather upset with that. This whole thing has been brought down. I think the governor mayor of New York, that's what it is. He just didn't think it out entirely well enough to figure it out. And there was just too many minds at work here, and too many ways to screw it up, and they did. And so, but it's done, and we've got to figure it out. Now we've got to move these generators and all this water and all this food and I guess how tents and things to take care of these people. Of course, you know, I'm quite upset at all of the reasons people are still there. I mean, they were given a notice in plenty of time to evacuate the area. They didn't, and so they're still there. Why should we be caring about them? I mean, we should, but I think they should be given to be told to shut up. Because, I mean, if you've decided on your own, against all requests to leave, to stay there, and then you're unhappy about staying there, then it's tough luck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you want to put it. Being stupid?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so much of it. People are out there yelling and screaming, we're going to die here, we're going to die here. Well, yes, you may, because you made that choice. We didn't make that choice. We told you to go away. We told you to leave. We told you to do something, and we were going to find a place for you to go. But the thing is, you decided not to. Now, what are you going to do?
I mean, all you can do is just, you made that choice. Is that... You know, you suffer the consequences. But the other side of the coin, I mean, I can kind of see that in a way, because with, like, what's going on already, you know, the looting and lack of protection, you know, you don't want to come back and have nothing.
Well, I don't know how you want to look at it, because you want to stay there and have nothing, or don't want to come back and have nothing. You want to die and have nothing. You know, it's a natural disaster, whether you like it or not, and you've got to live with that. And you just, you know, I don't know. I think we had enough time, given enough advance warning that they could have done almost anything. I'm very glad. I'm very glad that I don't live there. I'm very glad that I have picked the part of the country that doesn't have these problems. We don't have the storms. We don't have the major earthquakes we could have soon, because we've got them happening all around us. But still, we haven't had the major earthquakes. We don't have many nasty animals to bite us and kill us. It's just a very different place to live than where they're living. And even if you're living in that sort of an area, get smart. Don't live down in the area that's been carved out of the ocean, and when the ocean gets upset, it's going to wash you away. Live up on the hills. There are plenty of hills in this part of the country. You don't have to live down there on the ocean. You don't have to. It's just some different stupid ways of deciding where to live.
Anyways, the host line went down again, but I think we're still broadcasting. One thing I want to kind of touch on, this came from one of our listeners, an article about Justice Department. This is pertaining to Oregon, by the way. The Justice Department, or Department of Justice, I was listening to mom at the same time. 15-second delay. Department of Justice investigating alleged ballot fraud at Clackamas County elections, where apparently a worker is under criminal investigation for tampering with ballots. And apparently she filled in a bunch of blank ballots and turned them into the county on November 6th general election. Similar sources with the incident say that the understanding is that the woman filled in a straight Republican ticket on the ballots where preferences have been given or have been left blank by voters.
Okay, I heard that myself, and I don't, you know, with you, when you're voting on that ballot, you need to fill in everything. You don't leave things open and leave things empty. But on the same token, if they catch somebody doing it, they should just remove them and put them in jail or something. I don't find it a big thing if you catch them at it. I don't think that it can be widespread enough to make a major difference in the voting myself. It's possible it can, but I don't think it can. And we talk about this, and I don't believe that they have anybody deciding to, well, that's like in Texas, whether we want these monitors. Again, I just don't think it can be widespread enough to make that big a difference. We have to keep a lookout for it so it doesn't get widespread, because if we close our eyes and let things happen, let people do whatever they want to do, then they're going to do enough of it that they're going to make a difference. We have to keep our eyes open. But if we keep our eyes open and keep a good watch on what's going on, then we can control it, I think.
Well, and like I said, that's just one example of you know, somebody that actually got caught. But I don't know. Maybe again, that's why why we got the monitors coming over, because, you know, all we've been talking about during this election, you know, is racism, voter fraud. The Republicans, if you listen to the like the Patriot Channel on satellite radio, they're, well, yeah, we expect the Democrats to do this. And if you listen to the left channel, yeah, we expect the Republicans to do that. It's kind of sad in a way when you think about, when you look at the big picture of this game that they're playing, of the consequences of the game.
Well, that's why I disagree that you. I personally don't believe you should listen to those channels. Or if you do, you just briefly try to glance and listen to them, because they've got opposite opinions of how things should be done, and of course they're going to make it sound like their opinion is right. And it's when you're listening to the extreme of either side, it's going to sound stupid. I don't care which side it is. So you've got to listen to somebody who's a little more legitimate and a little more mainstream than that. I've never listened to any of those to find out what they have to say. And I don't listen to the talk shows at night when there are weirdos that keep showing up on all of them with different ideas. So it's just, I just don't want to do that and let people know what's going on. I just stay away from them entirely.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons why I do listen to both sides is, is to try to get some of the rhetoric, and then I go ahead. I don't just take it as gospel. I go ahead and do my own research on it. But it's kind of interesting, you know, listening to, like I say, the left channel, for example, and the right. I'll say them both. And when they make claims, well, like Romney is going to make it illegal for women to get tampons. It's like, and people are buying that. There's no truth to that. But that's what they're kind of saying on the left is that, well, you know, if you know, women's rights are going to be taken away and you won't be able to buy tampons.
Yeah.
They'll be on the black market.
Well, then he's written down what he's going for. He's written down his ideas of what he believes and what he doesn't believe. And if you can't read that, you certainly shouldn't listen to the other side.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it's interesting to hear what these people are believing. And again, even on the right, on the other side too, you know, we're hearing about, like we tease a lot about the Obama phone. I mean, yeah, that's one person out of how many thousands that, at least I hope, that, yeah, I'm going to vote for Obama because he's giving me a free Obama phone. Well, actually, he's not. That's just part of a federal program that started in 2008, even before Obama got elected. But it just got dubbed the Obama phone. But if people take it as gospel, as well, Obama is actually giving away free phones and don't really look into the real story behind it, they'll believe it.
Well, see, that's where I start. I'm afraid I have to. You can listen to these extremists. You can listen to these single cries of whatever you want to listen to. But the American public has more smarts than that. That there are people in the American public who don't have more smarts than that and will spout off and make noise. It's true. But the American public, the majority, the vast majority of the American public has more smarts than that. They know more than that. They know that this isn't a freebie. They know of what. They you've got to have faith that the American public is going to pick the right person. And it may not be the person that I would appreciate, I would approve of. But we'll find out and see. But the thing is, they're not going to be so far off that they're going to let things like that happen. Now, if we get to the point that we've put in the wrong person to the position, then it isn't impossible to get him out of there, and it isn't impossible to do it immediately, one way or another. And so there are ways. Because if we think he's broken the law, there are ways of putting him in jail. And whether he's a president or not a president, he has to follow within the laws and within the rules and regulations. So there are ways of getting him out of the office, whether we like it or not. And I have a belief that if he varies too far off the beaten path, if he does things too far so that people are very upset at him, people will change their mind and will remove him from the office, and I think it'll happen. Now, who they'll put in the office, this vice president, that'd be interesting. I don't think he'd be that bad, to be honest with you. He's a little weird, and he's a little, off the wall, and says some things without thinking sometimes, but he'd be willing to change his opinion and do things. I wouldn't be that upset with our vice president in the position of president.
The thing is, Biden is just like Dan Quayle, with his little thing, and I don't have a soundbite for it, is like, we're going to put people back to work with three little letters, J-O-B-S.
Yeah. Well, the difference is that Mr. Joe Biden does have a lot of experience in the House. He's the old man of the House there at the point at this point. He also he has a lot of experience in overseas. He has a lot of experience, period. And I believe I wouldn't mind having him. He's not. I've granted he puts his foot in his mouth sometimes, but not enough. And I do believe that he does it more than he should at this point because he doesn't care. But if he was in the position, I believe he'd care.
He doesn't care?
No, he doesn't. He's vice president. You know, vice president doesn't get to do anything. All he can do is make speeches. And he doesn't, you know, the one thing you can do when you make a speech is make a screw-up so that people can remember that you made the speech. Otherwise, he wouldn't even know he was there.
Does he play golf?
I don't think so.
There you go.
I mean, he does play golf, but not enough to make it a pastime that he's going to live with.
Maybe that'd be the next criteria. How much golf do you play? Well, I hate the sport. Congratulations, you're elected.
You're elected. Yeah, that's about it, I'll tell you. It's ridiculous. But that's where we are. And so,
speaking of where we have 13 minutes remaining in the program. You can still give us a call at 646-721-9887 on this or anything else on your mind. We would like you to send us an email if you're listening to the archive. Let us know which way you are voting on this upcoming election and what your thoughts are about it. And if you want, we'll read them on the air next week. And it's kind of interesting as just how it's going to go. You know, if you're going to vote today, I believe is the last day you can get out there and cast your ballot. And if you have a mail-in ballot, you have to go hand deliver it. I don't know what the cutoff times are, but this is it. We're down to the wire, and everybody that's worked hard for both sides to try and convince you to give them a job, you know, this is our turn. This is the only say that we really have in our government is who we want to put in office or not put in office. So, you know, get out there and do it.
That's it, and we're up to the last time, the last minute, 7 o'clock tomorrow is, I believe, that the cutoff time that you can put the ballots in the box and still have them picked up because the workers who pick them up would pick them up, I believe, at 8 and take them back. And so you've only got until then, period. So if you haven't got yours in today or tomorrow, that's it. So tough luck. And do vote, you know. Don't leave it up. Don't say, well, I don't need to vote. Somebody else will do it. Somebody else will do it. They might not do it the way you want. And the thing is, I'm sure they won't do it the way you want. So there's a lot of things that you need to vote on. And pay attention. You know, don't just vote Democratic all the way down one side or Republican all the way down one side. I don't know that you can do that. I guess you can, but there are some things that are nonpartisan, and you have to read them to think about them. So, but do, you know, you could spend a half an hour right now or soon, sometime today, thinking about this. It's the most important thing you can do in your entire 4 years. So, you know, you could spend an hour doing something like this at this time. But it is important to get your vote out. You don't have much time left, and let the world hear about you. Well, not us. Don't tell you to tell us, but just do your vote and make your opinions known.
I'm going to do a little bit of butt chewing. I know that Cliff and I both agree on the fact that we're not too happy about the two candidates that are running. We're definitely in agreement that we don't want Obama. Mitt Romney is not the greatest, but he is basically your choice right now. The other candidates that are running, don't waste your vote. Because all you're going to do is you're going to put, you know, if you hate Obama but you decide to vote for some third-party candidate, well, in a sense, you're voting for Obama. Because you're diluting the vote.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Basically, you're diluting your vote. I agree with that. I don't know that you're necessarily voting for Obama because it depends on who's winning. But the point is,
your vote's not going to count.
That's right. You need to have your vote count. It is important that your vote count. And so, I wish we didn't have a two-party platform. It would be nice if it would more, if everybody was encountered, if everybody was invited into the program. But you got to let, you can't leave it open to everybody. Somehow or another, you've got to narrow it down. If you didn't have a two-party program, if you had a 20, 40, 50, 50-party program, whatever, you'd have 50 people up there trying to what a mess this would be at that point. I don't know by myself at this particular point. I haven't figured out exactly how we should do this at this particular time, but there's got to be a better way than we're doing it now. But maybe there's not. Maybe there isn't a better way. And so I don't know what to do about it. I really think we could do it better than we are doing it, though.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. And when we come back again next time, we'll talk about the winners and losers and hopefully your emails, too, about what you thought about it and how you think it's going to, either way, how do you think it's going to change the country?
Brilliant. Really. And it's liable to. I mean, there's so many ifs and so many ideas. I would say at one time I would have said that if we put the wrong person in there, regardless who it was, it wouldn't make any difference because we'd have the Congress and the Senate or the House and the Senate to take control and work around it. But it seems that the House and the Senate have set back and let him do his thing, regardless whether it's good or bad or different. They just let him do his thing. When we had, when the House and the Senate were both Democratic, I could understand that. But then we had the House that was not all Democratic, but we still didn't have any stopping. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if we get an evenly divided House and Senate. And President, it's just going to be real interesting to look and see how things are going to go. But I still honestly believe, if something goes drastically wrong, we can get rid of the president.
Well, like I say, I hope you're right. I just hope that, tomorrow, well, after tomorrow, we're going to have a new president or same president. And even in either case, things are going to be changing.
Yeah. And I believe if we do get the same president in there, he's going to change. I don't think he's going to do things the same way. Because I don't believe he did things. I don't believe he was in control. I don't believe he had his own ideas at the beginning. He was being controlled by a bunch of other people whom I don't know. I don't even intend to speculate at this point. I could do that if I wanted to. But the point is, I don't believe he had anything to do with it. I don't believe he put himself in office. I don't believe he had very much at all to do with putting himself in office other than just going along with what everybody was doing. But there was a whole bunch of people who had ulterior motives for putting this man in office, and a lot of people, and they could, on either side of the house, either side of the wall. But the point is, they've done their thing now, pretty much. And I don't think that now Obama doesn't have anybody to live up with, anybody to look up to, anybody to pay back. He can do whatever he wants because he couldn't have another session if he wanted to. He has to live with it now. He's going to be gone and out on his butt at the end of 4 years, like it or not. So he can do what he wants to, and he doesn't have anybody to try to pacify. So to me,
well, you touched on a really good point that in the last 5 minutes I want to kind of ask. We constantly hear that Obama did this, Obama did that, but our system is set up that the president, under the Constitution, really doesn't have that much power. So how is Obama able to do all the things that we're claiming that he does?
Well, in this particular instance, he's been taking more power, and our Senate, or Congress, has been allowing him to do that. And I don't think they're going to do that in the future. And so that's going to be one of the things that's going to be different. And the other thing is he doesn't have anybody to answer to at this particular point. It doesn't make any difference what he does. So he can do what he wants to. And I don't think we've ever seen really what he wants to do. Other than I do believe that his philosophy is for big government as opposed to letting the local states and communities and such do it. He wants to do it. Instead, he wants to give you permission or whatever. And that's the only thing that's going to be the same. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm really looking forward to it. I would like to see a new president, Romney, in there. I believe that he could accomplish something, and I believe he could do things faster than having the same president continue on doing things. I don't believe that Obama has actually done anything, to be honest with you. I think it's all done itself, and it's just happened. And that's the way it will continue to do. With Romney in there, it would be more of at least a leader in there directing things to go the right way, or perhaps the wrong way, I don't know. But at least he'd have more of a direction.
I agree with that. And the leadership skills that, because Romney has ran a corporation, so he has more leadership skills than Obama. But, hopefully... I don't know. I like to stay positive. Think things are going to work out. I hope that we're going to see more people getting involved and like the Tea Party and stuff, and hopefully holding the government more accountable.
Well, I believe that it will. As far as getting involved is concerned. I wish we could have a different thing about the different parties, and I don't know how to promote it. We need to figure out some way. The only thing I can think of is the way we're doing it with money. That's the only thing I can think of. Deciding who is going to do things is how much money you got.
Yeah. Well, at least one thing though, like Obama keeps complaining about millionaires and billionaires. Well, at least that's one thing Romney doesn't have to worry about. I mean, he is I don't know what his net worth is, but it's going to be a lot harder to bribe him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's why I believe Romney is probably a little more legitimate than Obama was. Obama wasn't even in there to do it for himself. He was allowing somebody else to pull the strings. Romney won't allow somebody else to pull the strings. He has an idea of how the string should be run, and he will try very hard to do it. And he doesn't have any axe to grind. He doesn't want to. I'm not going to say he doesn't want to make money. He doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't want to lose money in the process, but he doesn't care. He's along in years now, and it's not going to be any problem with him. He's how much money can a man lose? It doesn't make any difference. Even if he lost all of his money, he's up there in enough of the years he can retire. And I retirement for him is, I'm sure, totally different than it is for me. Retirement for me is just barely living from paycheck to paycheck. Retirement for him, he doesn't care. He's got enough in one of those offshore accounts that he can live on that for as long as he needs to. And he's also got the one thing that's really important, and that's seven kids or something that'll support him. So there he is.
Exactly. Well, we're out of time, folks. Thank you for joining us. And if you're joining us on the archives, again, send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. Give us your opinion and of who your favorite candidate is, and also what you think of the show, any suggestions you want. And again, let me remind you to keep checking back. We've got some exciting new changes coming. We'll see you.
Check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.